Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Max Agway on Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, offering comprehensive garden, farm, pet supply needs, delivery available, maxagway.com. And Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com, North Elm Home, Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com, The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And today, getting us ready because the natives are starting, the natives are restless. Frances Groters from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson, opened just this weekend. So here we go. Frances,
Hey, Sally.
how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a it, well, it's still early. It normally is an early spring, so we can't complain about the back and forth and the frosts and all that kind of stuff. But we've actually we put off our opening until probably Saturday, the I think it's the 14th. No, the 12th. Yeah, we put off our opening till Saturday the 12th because of the crazy spring weather. So, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, and it's starting. Yeah, it's happening.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did a light rake on my ephemeral bed because they're gonna break through.
Yeah, for us right here at the nursery, there's not much up. But it's amazing the difference you'll see just driving down into the valley. We're only 4.5 miles out of the Roundout Valley. We're less than 1,000 feet, and it still makes a big difference compared with the valley. Or if you're over in the Hudson Valley, things are happening there already. Dutchman's breeches and hepatica, and of course, skunk cabbage has already bloomed. That one just about everywhere blooms pretty early. And of course, most people a lot of times don't even think of it as much of a flower, but it is a flower. It's our first, I think our first to bloom. And so but some of the other spring things, depending on where you are, they're happening right now or they're still waiting. And of course we have customers all the way up into the Catskills who won't be seeing spring ephemerals probably for another month. So it depends on where you are.
But they are such a great thing, the ephemerals. And they're ephemeral because they do their thing before the leaves come out on the trees. And they come up and then they go away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's not much light that gets through the heavy leaf canopy of the forest above them through the summer. And so they've adapted to that by starting really early and getting their business done early in the spring. And if you want to get pollinated, it helps to have flowers out when it's pretty sunny, and the pollinators can get, pollinators are cold-blooded, of course. They don't really have blood, but they have something similar. But anyway, they can't fly if they're too, if it's too cold. And so sort of these opposing pressures of the canopy, so you want to be as early as possible. But if you want to be pollinated, you have to wait a little longer to get the pollinators active. And but in the forest, of course, those bees can be flying in that early spring before the trees have leafed out. Now, not all of these plants are bee pollinated. Some of the shrubs, like that are some of the shrubs that are blooming right now, witch hazel, I mean not witch hazel, but hazelnut. And most of the and the species of alder, alnus, you'll see those two plants flowering, and they're not very showy because they're wind pollinated. They don't have to attract bees. They're very inconspicuous flowers. They get those catkins and little tiny flowers on the hazelnuts, and those are wind pollinated. They're not trying to attract bees at all.
And boy, if you're something that's wind pollinated, you're gonna see a great surge in pollination. It just seems like wind is our new weather.
Right. I mean, that comes from all the, these fronts, these major differences in temperature in these fronts that are moving through. So you go from, 70 one day to 50 the next, and that's going to create a lot of wind, and that's what we have been seeing, absolutely. And that's why a lot of these wind pollinated plants sometimes bloom so early. They don't want to wait to the doldrums of July and August when it's just, the air is so still and heavy, and maybe there's the occasional thunderstorm, but you can't even count on that. They want to flower early here in spring when it is quite windy typically, and that definitely enhances their pollination success.
So, what should we be looking for in spring ephemerals? I mean, you're opening the 12th, and that's right now. And so, when we get in there, what ephemerals? I mean, I love my shooting stars.
Yeah, so Virginia bluebells, hepatica, Dutchman's breeches, a lot of the usual suspects, trilliums, blue cohosh. Some of our spring blooming plants are not ephemerals. I know we often refer to them as such. Jacob's ladder, the Polemonium reptans, blooms pretty early. A lot of the Thalictrums, the Thalictrum diocum, again, they're not strictly speaking spring ephemerals. So there's a subset of our woodland spring bloomers that are ephemeral, but not all of them have adopted this strategy of leafing out really early and then going dormant. Some of them persist through the summer, because even though there's not a lot of light, there is some light getting through. Exactly why some have taken one strategy and others a different strategy, I mean, that's what happens in evolution. You don't have every species doing exactly the same thing. There are multiple ways to be successful, and that's what we see. We see some of these woodland spring blooming plants are not ephemeral and do go ahead and persist through the summer. So there's that whole array of the wood poppies, the Stylophyrum, Diphyllum, many others that the phlox divaricata, the woodland phlox, is not ephemeral. It's going to be flowering soon. It's a little bit later. Wild ginger is blooming, so there's a
Yeah.
lot of them. Yeah,
Wild ginger is blooming.
it blooms pretty early in spring. Probably not right now exactly, but certainly soon. Yeah.
And that's an interesting plant because I learned from you that the flowers are underneath the leaves and they are ant pollinated. So it's interesting to think about it because it's a fabulous ground cover, wild ginger.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. Yeah, the flowers are you won't notice them. You have to get down on your hands and knees and push the foliage aside, and there be the little a burgundy colored flowers. They're not showy at all, but they do get pollinated, and then the seeds will be dispersed by ants later on in the season.
And one of the plants you mentioned that I think is probably one of the easiest things to grow, and once you get it established, you can have a field of it, is Virginia bluebells.
Right, exactly. Definitely one of our favorites, and it spreads not quickly, but sort of slowly over time. It has a creeping rhizome which will split, and so you get more plants from that rhizome. It also self-sows pretty readily. And we collect seed. It's a really hard one to collect seed from. It's easy to grow from seed. It's a hard one to collect seed from because it drops the seed so quickly. A lot of the ephemerals do that. As we said, they have this very shortened life cycle. And they're dropping seeds, you know, by middle of May. And so if you don't catch them, boom, they're gone. And so but they'll self-sow pretty readily as well. And sometimes you'll see them moving around to different spots. But yeah, we have patches of it underneath a maple tree where people really have, you know, that dry shade underneath a maple can be really a challenge for people, for gardeners. And it's been increasing in size every year, and even though it's a very harsh environment, and that's because it does its thing in the spring, and it doesn't care that it gets really dry through the summer. So
And it melts away in an amazing way. You know, it's just like, and you if you catch it in time, you can just bag it all up and go dump the tops somewhere else. We have to
right.
take a break. Fred
Okay.
Broders is here from Catskill Native Nursery, and we're going through ephemerals, and I got a bunch of questions for Francis. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Stories Nursery. In Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. And Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Everybody's open, get out there. We'll be right back.